Shop worker, I'm burnt out. I'm an assistant manager in a high street chain in Mike Ashley's ever-expanding empire. Nothing could prepare us for the carnage the Tories have perpetrated at the end of lockdown. We got a mere taster in the 4 days prior to lockdown. Customers flooded into stores in the days between the announcement of lockdown and its implementation. During the lockdown itself, I drew the short straw in my store. I had to come in for what was supposed to be 2 days for click and collect. Yet, within 24 hours of me agreeing to do the 2 days, it jumped twice, first to 6 days, then 3 out of the 4 weeks of lockdown. I was burnt out. But in the 3 days prior to us opening, a skeleton crew, including myself, was tasked with preparing the store for reopening. What did that mean? 3 of us miserably failed to catch up on a month of price changes and merchandising, with the phone constantly ringing. Gargantuan deliveries of stock and click and collect kept rolling in as head office tried to restock us with a backlog of new releases, having already missed a month's worth of trade over the peak period. When we finally reopened on the 2nd of December, even with a full complement of staff, we were utterly overrun and overwhelmed. Thankfully, our store, which has a pretty good union density, was able to firmly keep to our customer limit. We've remained consistently at capacity, all day every day, since reopening. Other shops, without a union presence, have been a free-for-all. Customer limits have either been inflated or thrown out completely, as bosses prioritize sales over safety. Everybody in my store expects there to be a third lockdown after Christmas. The tier system goes out the window, households mix indoors as they climb over each other to snap up deals, with bosses watching from the comfort of an office out the back, away from the madding crowd. Everyone is overworked and pressured to take on more hours. Nobody can afford to go off sick with the paltry statutory sick pay after a month at only 80% pay. The threat of redundancies is looming. It's a depressing walk home, after an exhausting day, seeing more shutters go down for good, and more high street names vanishing. The Tories have only made it worse. The companies that can't afford to open 24 hours won't, and the ones that can, will super exploit and bully staff into working longer hours for little more than the minimum wage. We need workers' control and management of health and safety, because the bosses can't be trusted to put us before their bottom line. We need at least a £12 an hour minimum wage. Our non-essential workplace should not have been open. We should not have subjected ourselves to frankly dangerous conditions. We need full sick pay from day one and 100% of our pay when furloughed. We can't afford a 20% cut on a minimum wage, and nobody can afford to live on £95.85 a week. We need a multi-union campaign against snowballing redundancies with the call for public ownership. The high street isn't sustainable under the chaos of capitalism. We need a socialist plan.